Justin Townes Earl might be giving the late James Brown a run for his money when it comes to being the hardest working man in showbiz. He's known for doing up to 250-plus shows a year. The Nashville-born, New York-based singer-songwriter only last week restarted his tour in support of his latest album, Harlem River Blues. This was after some legal trouble and subsequent treatment for addiction. His father is Steve Earl, and he's the namesake to the legendary Texas singer-songwriter Townes Van Zandt. But make no mistake, Justin Townes Earl has his own skins on the wall. Four albums under his belt, and songcraft that would make the most seasoned troubadour feel like an amateur. Other accolades include the Americana Music Awards Best New Artist for 2009, and one of GQ's Best Dressed Men. Harlem River Blues came out in September on the Bloodshot label, and we are so honored to have Justin Townes Earl here in the KXT studio with us today. Justin, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Would you start us off with a song?
I sure will. We'll do the Harlem River Blues. Lord, I'm going uptown to the Harlem River to drown. Dirty water's gonna cover me over, and I'm not gonna make a sound. I'm on a roll, mama, I gotta go. I gotta get there while I still can. Troubled days are behind me now, and I know they're gonna let me in. So when you see me walking up the empty yard, just a singing and a clapping my hands, tell my mama I love her, tell my father I tried, give my money to my baby to spend. So Lord, I'm going uptown to the Harlem River to drown. Dirty water's gonna cover me over, and I'm not gonna make a sound. Good times come and they go, and even a good man will break. He'll let his troubles bury him whole, even though he knows what's at stake. So I'm taking no chances, I'm carrying over while I'm still good in his grace. Yeah, and I'm no fool, mama, I know the difference between tempting and choosing my fate. Lord, I'm going uptown to the Harlem River to drown. Dirty water's gonna cover me over, and I'm not gonna make a sound. Lord, I'm going uptown to the Harlem River to drown. Dirty water's gonna cover me over, and I'm not gonna make a sound. Lord, I'm going uptown to the Harlem River to drown. Dirty water's gonna cover me over, and I'm not gonna make a sound.
Oh, that was great. Justin Townes Earl, the title track from his latest release, Harlem River Blues, out on the Bloodshot Records label, joining us live here in studio. Thank you so much for that, Justin. Now, one of the first songs of yours that we played here on KXT was your cover of The Replacements' Can't Hardly Wait. And that was from your last album, Midnight at the Movies. And you've also talked about, in other interviews, your love of Mudhoney, Nirvana, and the Pogues, who you've toured with. And also, you're known as a lover of the blues. Growing up in Nashville, what else were you listening to?
Well, I mean, I grew up in a very urban setting, so there was a lot of... I was kind of... had hip-hop kind of forced upon me in a major way. I mean, it was kind of blaring out of every car window and every house in my neighborhood. And
And you know, and I still listen to a lot of, I mean, not a whole lot, but what's good that's out there, which, you know, I do think it's very little these days, just because there's just too much of it going around, just like there is every other kind of music, you know. But yeah, there was a lot of hip hop and you know, a ton of punk rock. I was one of, that's the other music for the inner city youth is a lot of punk rock and hardcore music that I listened to pretty early on. I was in a string of really terrible punk rock bands before I hit my teenage years.
And you also toured briefly with your dad, the Dukes.
I toured with them for several years, actually, kind of on and off. I relieved myself of that position.
Now, and you've also made the move from Nashville to New York. What are the little things that you might miss about Nashville, and then what are the things about New York that pull you back?
Well, you know, I miss my a lot of my friends in Nashville. I miss the food, but you know, as far as Nashville is, I mean, it's not the city that I grew up in anymore. It has such a transient nature that, you know, every 10 years, just about the whole city turns over and there's a new group of people. There's buildings everywhere that weren't there when I was a kid. You know, when I was a kid, Nashville was a city of 400,000 people. And it didn't even have 500,000 people in it. Now it's a city of almost 2 million people. And it's a completely different creature. So, you know, the city that I miss disappeared, you know, about 12 years ago, and it cannot be seen anymore. So I've been missing Nashville for a long time. That's kind of why I left.
So the food part, meat and two threes, right?
Yeah.
All right. Now you're making me hungry. How about another song?
All right. Let's do Slippin' and Slidin' from the new record. I should have learned better. I'm old enough to know. Slipping and sliding, feeling low. Yeah, it's a setback at best. A shame for sure, babe. Slipping and sliding. I'm waking up feeling bad again. I'm losing patience with my only friend now. Why do I try my luck? I should never touch the stuff, but it shouldn't make any difference, Mom. As long as I keep up appearance, and now I've been working too hard, and I need some time at home, babe. Slipping and sliding, feeling low. I just need a little comfort in, 'cause I ain't seen a sunrise since I don't know when, baby. Days getting longer, nights getting cold. Oh, I'm slipping and sliding, feeling low. Say I'm slipping and sliding. I'm peeking and hiding. I'm slipping and sliding and feeling low.
You're listening to 91.7 KXT. We have Justin Townes Earl live here in the studio with us. That was Slippin' and Slidin' from his latest release, Harlem River Blues, out on the Bloodshot label. Your songs have this rawness and this purity to them that you don't find in a lot of other recordings from other artists. And I'd like to ask you a little bit about your recording process. Does it take a lot of engineering skill to make it sound that organic and pure, or is it, when you go into the studio, is it just a no-frills operation?
It's pretty no-frills. I mean, we record really fast. I mean, I've never taken more than, you know, 5 to 7 days to record a record. And that's track mixed and usually mastered. Sometimes mastering comes a week or so or a week or so later, but we usually just, you know, throw a song up, record the basic track on it, and then immediately tear down and start doing overdub and do the basic overdubs on it that we can do right there, so we can get it completely built up. And you know, and we've, you know, I got lucky in meeting a man named Adam Bednarik a few years ago. He was the assistant engineer on my first two records and was the sole engineer on the newest record. And he's around my age, and between me and him and Skylar Wilson, who also works with me, plays piano on my records and is my co-producer, we seem to work really well together and keep it pretty simple, because we all believe in kind of like the basics of music, instead of, you know, we're not trying to reinvent the wheel. You know, we're working inside existing formats with existing sounds, and we know that, you know, there's very few people who can really genuinely do anything original without really screwing it up.
Yeah. And also on your album covers, I've noticed that a friend of yours who's the photographer does the cover photography.
Yeah.
For you?
Joshua Black Wilkins.
Some beautiful artwork.
He's a great photographer, and also another lucky thing. I met him when I made Yuma. I met him actually several years before that, but I don't remember it because I was really drunk, and he remembers it. And but I was I met him again when I made Yuma. He did the photo shoot for the cover of Yuma, and so he's just kind of been taking pictures of me ever since for all things that we do, pretty much.
And Yuma was your first release, and it was self-released, but Bloodshot later re-released it.
Yeah,
I
licensed it to him for a certain term. I can't remember exactly how long. Maybe I should call my lawyer. But yeah, it was actually my girlfriend at the time, a girl named Molly McClary, actually was the record label on that one. She gave me the money out of her own pocket to press that record.
That sounds like a song name, Molly McClary. Yeah. Love that Christchurch Woman on your new album. I love that song too. Your recent interview in the Wall Street Journal, you had talked about your love of economy of words, and it reminded me a little bit of the novelist Elmore Leonard and his 10 Rules of Writing. And I wanted to ask you, do you have any Justin Townes Earl rules or non-rules for songwriting?
Yeah, I do actually. Songs should be written as a thesis. You know, they have a hard beginning, a hard middle, and a hard end, and they only use what is the absolutely most necessary information. If you're writing about a girl, then, and her eyes are blue, then you don't need to know that she was 6 foot tall with red lips and what kind of dress she was wearing, because it takes too much away from the imagination of the listener. And you don't need to lay the whole picture out for people, you know, and it kind of leaves room for interpretation for other people. And I think that people get a little too descriptive, and it's trying to find that fine line between being too vague and being too descriptive that I think makes for good songwriters. But I always say it's better to be too vague than too descriptive any day.
Speaking of songs, would you sing another song for us?
I will. Let's see. This is a traveling song. Well,
I'm just a lonely traveler and I don't know where I'm bound. Oh, but if I keep moving, then I know that I'll be found. I'll climb high atop a mountain, call for he who holds a crown. But until that day, keep on wondering. Things a man must see, there are trials he must know, and there are troubles he must meet. He must stare in the eyes of evil, know that he is free, till the good Lord calls, keep on wondering. Now my father was a traveler and my mom had stayed home, and she cried the day that he walked out and left us on our own. Now I'm older than he was when I was born, and I don't know which way is home, so I'm wondering. Yes, Lord, I've seen your oceans, I've seen your mountains high. I've been lost inside your cities, I've seen the underside. Yeah, I know the troubles that plague a troubled mind, but they can't catch me, I'm a wondering. No, they can't catch me, I'm a wondering. No, they can't catch me, I'm a wondering.
That was Justin Townes Earl with Wanderin' from his new album Harlem River Blues here on 91.7 KXT. Well, you have four beautiful albums under your belt, and it's just been such a pleasure having you here in the studio with us. Justin Townes Earl is on the road, so be sure to catch him out there. He'll be touring through the rest of December, January in the UK and Ireland, another tour of the US in February, and then Australia?
Australia, yeah.
In March?
Yes.
You are a busy man.
Try to keep it that way.
Thank you so much, Justin.
Thanks for having me.
This is 91.7 KXT.